We on Daf Yutes Amid Aleph. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav Ha'imer Shtaramono Huze Einoy Nemon. A person says this is a Shtaramone Einoy Nemon. Now what is the title Shtaramone? So Rashi says Shtaramone Loilove Klum. The loive never borrowed. Elakosvoi, he wrote the shtar, umoschei lamalve, shemitztarech lilvois yilve. That means the malve has now a shtar, which it says in the shtar that the loive borrowed X amount of money from him. Beheminoi, Shaloyit Ve'enu, Elim came Malveyu, and he trusted the Malve, the Leiva trusted the Malve, that he won't borrow, that he won't moan from him, unless Otake lend him the money. So now, he's saying that this is a Shtar Amone. That means the Shtar was written with a trust to the Malve, was given to the Malve, but there never was a halvo. There never was a halvo. Shtar amonu ze einoy nemon. So that now nemon to say such a statement. So the Gemara asks the Kamar man, who is saying the statement? Ilayme the Kamar loive. If the loive is saying the statement, pshite kol keminei. The Malva has a shtar, and the Leiva says, you know, it's 100% the shtar was written, it never was a halva. I trusted you, that when you lend me the money, then you'll be Teveya. Now I see you're not supposed to trust people. So Pshita, that's Poshit, Kol Kiminei. So Rashi says, Kol Kiminei. Veloy Eidem Sumimboy, this Eidem on the Shtar, Pshita the Yiskayim Bechoismot. Is this that, the Loshna Rashi is a little unclear, but Poshita means that there was Kiyim already. So Memele, if there was Kiyim, and the Shtar is Meyed, that the Eidem are chsumim that there was a halvo. That's what the Eidim Shebishtar are saying, that there was a halvo. And he's coming to say that there wasn't a halvo. So that's poshut. You don't need Rav to tell us such a halacha. Ve'elo dekoma malve. No, the malve is saying this. So the Gemara says, the Malve has a shtar, and the Malve says, you know, but I never lent him any money. He trusted me, but I never lent him any money. It's Tavi Ola Broche. So how can you say Eini Nemon? Fakert, he's an Eloch Yid. He says that he never lent him money. It's a shtar and money. Ela de Komri Eidim. Now we'll say that the Eidim are saying it's a shtar and money. The Eidim Achsumim are saying it's a Shtar Amon. So the Gemara asks, Idik Sab Yodom Yoitze Mimokim Acha, Pshita Doloi Mehemni. So it's Poshita not believed. It's how they believe to say there's a Shtar, it's a Kosher Shtar, they don't have any Migo, no Pesha Osa. And they're saying it's a Shtar Amon. How can they say it's a Shtar Amon? The Eidim Achsumim B'Shtar are saying that it was a halvo. That's what the Shtar is made. How can they say Fakert and the Shtar? The Eidim Engsav Yodom Yoitze Mimokim Acha Amayloi Mehemni. And if it's Engsav Yodom Yoitze Mimokim Acha, so why ain't they believed? It's a Pesha Osa. So we have a problem to understand what is Pshat in this Memra of Rav. Omar of it, so we have three mahalchim to be miyashib the member of Rav. Omar of it, lo'oilom dekoma loive. It's speaking about that the loive said that it's a shtar amone. Uche de Rav Hune, the Omar Rav Hune Omar Rav. ויידה בשער שקוסווי אין צורך לקיימו. איס רבון אמרה וצד, ויידה בשער שקוסווי אין צורך לקיימו. So let us see what Rashi says. Kedaravune, Vashmi inon Rav Yehuda nami hochi. And Rav Yehuda is, before we had a memra of Rav Hunam Rav, that if the loive said, Parati, b'migu de mezuyef, he's not nemon. That's Rav Hunam Rav said. And now, Rav Yehuda Marav is telling us that if the loive said, Amone, Migu de Mezuyev, he's also not Nemo. Vashmin and Rav Yehuda Nami Hochi, the loive, Sha'omar Kosavtiv, Umasartiv loy, Avoshtar Amonehu, Taka I wrote Tishtar, Tana Mezuyev Tikishtar, but I trusted him. In the, that if I lend money, they'll be able to use the shtar. Is ena tzorich hamalva lachzir lohovi edem lohoi dalachsime. So the loiv is not nemon, to say amone, and it's called akiyim. De nemon loiv lepois loi, de loi ovid inish, de kosav umosar beloi halvo. A person doesn't do such things. Now, I'd like to explain Shitas Rashi, and we'll see Shitas Tosfos. Rashi, this the Haflo says, and others say, when the Gemara is telling us that Rav Yehuda Omar Rav said that if you have a shtar she'eini mekuyim, and the loive is saying that it's he's mekayimet, but it's a shtar amone, he's not nemon. Just like Avune said, Porati migu de mezuyif is not nemon. So he's saying that amone migu de mezuyif is also not nemon. That's what Rove said. Now, let us look at Rashi when Rashi explained the memra of Avune. So Rashi said, Ein amal v'tzorich lekaimoi, be'ede machsumim boi, he doesn't have to be mekaimit, she'en aloi v'shuv nem aloi meparatif. Lemrine b'hai a pesha osa hu she'hitter, it's not called a pesha osa. The be'kivin she'omar kosher hoya, rehur ze kashta, p'yam aparatif loi mehemo. When he says paratif, he's not nemo, shrei b'yad amal v'hu. Because it's biyad hamalve is lochayre from the rehitas loshen of Rashi, it would seem that the reason why he's not nemon shrei biyad hamalve, that means Rashi started off it's not a pesha osa, but why isn't it a migu? So Rashi seems to be saying because it's a migu b'mokim shtolche biyadim aboy. That's what Rashi is saying. He's not Shrebiyada Malvu. So what is it doing? Mekuyim, it's Mekuyim. We should believe you with Amigo. It's Amigo Babokim Shtoche Biyodi Maboy. So before Rav Uno Omar Rav said that Amigo Keneged Shtoche Biyodi Maboy is not Namo. That's what Rav Uno Omar Rav said. Now we have a new member of Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Here there's no kasha shtolche biyodi my boy. I'm saying amuna hoyo. So there's no kasha shtolche biyodi my boy. I'm explaining. I gave it you a shtar amone. So why isn't amigo nemon over here? So Rashi says, anusvore. Deloy ovid inish de nemon loy velepois loy. Deloy ovid inish de kosov umosa beloy havo. A person doesn't do such things. That means, just like when a person pays up a chayiv, he doesn't leave the shtar by the malve. And you want me to believe with amigu you left the shtar by the malve, you're a meshugane. I'm sorry. Amigu, you can't read me in the tainazazach, even though you have amigu. I won't believe such a thing, that you paid up and you left the shtar by the malve. is the same thing. Migu can give you an amonis to say that you gave a shtar amonis to the malva, the layavi dinish, the kosovo masav layavo. People don't do such things. So be'emison, these are two different hoichoches. There's a hoichoch of shtoche biyodim, my boy. There's a hoichoch of layavi dinish. That means I can't know one from the other, they're two different svaris. But it's the same line of thought. That means, Rav said we have two memories. Rav Hunam Rav said that Migu Keneged Shtolcha B'Yodi is not Nemon. And Rav Yehudam Rav said Migu Keneged Le'ovidinish is also not Nemon. But and Fakir, so the two halachis with the same trend of thought. Now, let us see. Let's go back to Taisvis, and then we'll see Taisvis did not learn at all like Rashi, and we'll see Moide Bishtar Shekosvoy Ein Tzorich Lekaima in Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that he's not Nemu with Migu. Vim Taima, my Taima Le Mehemen B'Migu Di Boy Oma Mizuy. If Taisvis says, why isn't he Nemu to Taina Parati Migu Di Mizuy? Vishloime Di Shema Yori Loiva Loima Mizuye Penya Krishu Peleka Migu. So Taisvis says a different lomdis. Taisvis says not that the Migu is not strong enough Kineged Shtolche Biyodi, but Taisvis says there's no Migu. A person scared to Taina Mizuyev or Taina Mizuyev. Domi Mikayim it, so everyone will see he's a liar. He's Tainis Parati, he's safe. No one will ever find out that it's Loipora. So Memela, so that's why there's no Migu. That's what Taisvis says. Now, Taisvis says, now after we have a star here, Avul Ein Lefarish. So now Taisvis says, you can't say, Deloi Mehemen B'Migu. Loi Ma Peruahu Mishum Di Pori Shtori B'Yodi My Boy. Maybe you'll tell me a different story. The way Rashi says. That Rashi said that what? That the reason he's not Nemon, because it's Keneged Shtori B'Yodi My Boy. So Taisvis says, Doki toi nami amunahu, maskine besoma chamilse de Rav de loy mehemon. The Gemara says, Rav holds you also not nemen, for some loy shayach hai taime. The Gemara tells su. The Gemara says he's not nemon, just like Avune Omar Rav said, that Parati is not nemon, so amun is also not nemon. So if Parati is not Nemon, I'll stalk him biyodi. So what kind of tzushtel is this to Amone? So that's why Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Taisvis did not hold this dictator of Rashi, that loy ovid inish. So Mamela, so Taisvis, so you have to say the way I said Pshat. That what? That Pshat is a saramigo in Gansen. He's scared to tie in a mizuyin. Oh, so then it's him. So there's no Migu. So he can't tie in a Parati, he can't tie in a Mone. There's no Migu because a person is scared to tie in a Mizuy. That's Shitas HaTaisvis. So now, let us just go to Taisvis. Uch Rav Huna Omara. Let's see this Taisvis. Vim Taima, so Taisvis asks, Tartim Mili Rav Lomoli. So why did Rav have to say both memories? Taisus Lishitosa, he has a Meridike problem. If Parati Migu de Mizuyev is no good, because there's no such thing as Migu de Mizuyev. So you have to say Parati Migu de Mizuyev is no good, Amoni Migu de Mizuyev, it's not a Migu. So Frektach Taisus, so why does he have to say, why did Rav have to say two memories? Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Huna Marav. Rav never said two memories. Rav only said one memory, and the other memory can figure out. If that shot, so we have here a machlokes Rashi and Taisvis Altalim shot in the Gemara. That is Rav's mahalach. Abaya Oma la'olam da Oma Malve. Really, it is speaking about that the Malve said that it's an Amone. Uche going, Shechav lachayps. We asked Akasha, Tovi ala broche. The Malve says it's an Amone. It's a loch atzadik. He has a shtar and he says, there never was a halvo. It's Tovi ala broche. Why shouldn't he be Nemo? Chagoyin shechav l'acherim uch de Rab Nosson. De Sanya Rab Nosson noime. Minayin l'noyshe b'chaveiroi mone v'chaveiroi b'chaveiroi. Minayin shemeitziyin mizeh v'noysnin lozeh. Talmud loimal v'nosan la'asha oshem loim. So let us see Rashi, what Pshat in the Teretz is. Shechav la'acherim, boidozu, he says, this malve that is saying that the malve that is saying that it's really not a real shtar. So by saying this, ischav la'acherim. Shuhu moide shuhu shtar amone, by being moide that it's a shtar amone, chav umavsid es acherim anoishim boi. Ve'ein loimala gvoisom, he doesn't have with what to pay them, v'hoyu roitzim ligvois choiv ze. And they wanted to be goive this choiv, and al shibude der avnosom. That means he didn't have any money. So we have here Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon lent Levi $100. Fine. And Shimon has a shtar on this. Now, Shimon borrowed from Reuven $100. Now, Reuven comes to Shimon, and he says, pay me the $100. So Shimon says, ainly, doesn't have any money. But Reuven says, but you know, Levi owes you $100. Now, Shibuddha, the Rav Nosson, I can go to Levi. So Shimon says, I never lent Levi $100. He says, what do you mean? There's a shtar that says lent him $100. So that's a shtar amone. That shtar is a fake. It never was a halvo. It was written, if I'll ever lend him money, so the shtar should be in my possession already, but it's not kishtoigen ashkifogen, it's a false shtar. So the hoido of Shimon is chav to Reuven. So we don't believe him. We don't believe him. And therefore, Reuven can mon from Levi the $100. That means we have a shtar. The shtar says that Levi owes you $100. You're telling me it's a fake. Very good. But you're not nemon, because your hoido is chav to Reuven. Could only be negeya yourself. That means if there's no Reuven involved, there's only you and Levi, and you'll tell Levi, you don't owe me any money because it's a shtar amona. Fine, that's it. Dos maldinke may aid him, Dovi. No problem. But this Aido is not negeya only you. It's negeya Reuven. Reuven has a schus to be gave $100 from Levi, mitam shibude der avnosen. And you're saying that there's nothing to be gave. Levi never borrowed money from me. So this haido is chav umavsid des achayim anoishim boy. Ve'ein loy malag voisam, v'yeroitzim ligvois chayv ze, they want to be gave this chayv. V'nosan lasha osham loy, v'loy kosav lasher hilvo, Ela la asher, you don't have to pay to the one who lent him money. Ela asher ha osham shaloi. Voshimu keren kedem ridem bagoizel. Lamisha keren shaloi. So that means that Levi has to pay Reuven. That is shibuda derav nos. Before we go further, I'd like to see the Rosh, a very interesting machloikis. My shvogan Ali Yosef wanted to explain this machloikis, and then we'll come back to Rashi and to see how Rashi learned. But it's a very interesting machloikis. This is on the Rosh. The Rosh. This is Ois Tes. It is by the small Ois Beis of the Rosh and Ois Tes. It's Daf Kuf Yedzayin Amud Aleph, Daf Yehorosh, and we have it's on the second column by the Ois Beis of the Kol B'Nisan. והיכה דפורה לבלחויבוי אחר שאומר שטר אמונהו. אמור דיקה שיילה. That means like this, we had Reuven Shimon Levi, and we had this, we had this scenario that Reuven won from Shimon $100, and then he wanted to take the money from Levi, and Reuven said, no, Levi doesn't owe me anything, it's a shtar amonah. Fine. So we have the Gemara that Shimon isn't Nema. Fine. Now, we have a very interesting Shaila. Lemaise Shimon paid Reuven the Chayv. Finish. It's upketzolt. He paid him his own money. Now, so finish. So Reuven is taken care of. Shimon had money. Shimon paid up Reuven. Now, we have here a shtar that Shimon has on Levi. Now, can Shimon mon from Levi? But Shimon had already said it's a shtar amonah. What happens now? So we have a very interesting machlokes. V'heiche depore lebalchoy ve'ache shomer shtar amonahu. Shimon paid up the balchoy after he said shtar amonah. He paid him up. Reuven is out of the question already. Ubo ligvois min aloive. Now he comes to bond from the loive. We have a shtar. It's yomi $100. Kosova Raivitzar de Govi Laimine. He can go from Levi. Levi says it's a shtar amonah. And Levi says, no, Shimon, you also said, you know, yesterday in Bezni, he said it was a shtar amonah. What do you want from me? Zokta Raivit, kiven de mikore loihemne legabi acherim. We didn't believe it. When it came to Reuven, so Bezni gave a smirk on Shimon, told it to the Marines, shtar amonah. So we didn't believe him. He's not believed. That means, so Reuven could mon from Levi. Now, that's what Bezin Paskin. That Reuven could mon from Levi. I Shimon said it's a shtar amonah. Yeah. That doesn't mean anything. It's chavla cherem, it doesn't mean anything. So zukterai vet amir de kelondis. Kiven de mikore loy hemne legabi acherem. Tamrini lishtamuti minayu hu de koma. He wanted that Reuven shouldn't mourn from Levi, so he wanted to get rid of Reuven, so he said it's a shtar amonah. So, but we didn't believe him. We didn't believe him. Is legabi Levi nami leftasin leibochi? So when it comes to the Levi, so he tells the dying, listen, when it came to Reuven, you gave a smirk and you didn't believe me. So now, fine. So Reuven is taken care of already. So now I want a month from Shimon. I Shimon want a month from Levi. Because what would be if he wouldn't have paid Reuven? What would be if he wouldn't have paid Reuven? So Bezin el Paskin, Reuven, you go a month from Levi. Ay, Levi, Shreis, Chai, V'Kayim, it's an Amone, Shimon, Shreis, Chai, V'Kayim, and it's Amone, Bezin isn't Geiris, this. We don't believe it. Lishtamuti minayu dekoma. Is hashed the porlo mi didei, govi minay de loivet, loigore mei cherim. So Shimon says, I'm not worse than Reuven. By Reuven, you paskin di kedmon from Levi. She didn't believe me. You said, I just said it's tamazoi. But I had no nemonis. So if I don't have nemonis, so mele, have a shtar. I want a mon from Levi. That's what the Raivet said. The Rabbeinu Yoine zal hoya oimer. The Rabbeinu Yoine said as follows. The im tova balchoiv bebezn ligvois mishtar zem. If the Balchoiv, that means Reuven came to Bezin, Ligvois Mishtar, he wants the mon from Levi. Ubo amal v'vomar shtar amona ze, and the Balchoiv said, no, for this you can't mon, it's a shtar amona. Yeshlodin b'zeket divrei harav. That could be the Rav that is right. Yeah? It makes sense. That means the whole thing came about because Reuven came to Bezin. Reuven wants the money from Levi. I've only told him that this heritage that he has from Shimon. He wants the money from Levi. And Shimon says, no, it's a shtar amone, and so then could be the Raivet is right. So, Shli Omar ze ela litchais es balchayv. The reason he said it, he wants to get rid of Reuven, that's why he's saying it. So memeile, so then I'm nochis that Shimon could mourn from Leah. Abel! Im Omar hamalve beloitvi es balchayv. But what happens, Reuven never came to Bezdin. Shimon came to Bezdin and said, he said that this shtar that I have on Levi is a shtar amon. Nire. But he owed Reuven money, but there was no pressure yet from Reuven. Reuven didn't schlep to Bezdin. But Shimon came to Bezdin and he said, this is a shtar amon. The legabi atzmai mehemon, so he's nemon. They dos baldin kimei edim domi. That means if there's no pressure from Reuven and he said this, that Levi doesn't owe me money, he's nemon. Ulegabi balchoivoi ain't a nemon. Ulegabi the balchoiv, he's not nemon. That means later, Reuven will come And he wants to be doiver from Levi, so Lagabi Reuven, he's not Nemo. So my shvoger wanted to say, what is the machloikis, the Rabbeinu Yoine and the Raivet? There's a machloikis over here. So he said like this. The Rabbeinu Yoine learned pshat, that is an amonis of Eidos Baldin Kemeya Edim Domi. If I'm moide, I owe something, or I have a star, they say it's a star amon, it's, I never lent him any money. Is it din neidos baldin, kimei eidim domis, I have an amonis. Whatever is negeya me, I have an amonis. Neidos baldin. Now, oba ligabi, if it's negeya, that means I'm speaking about myself, but whatever is negeya someone else, Legabi, even though this is indirect, that means I'm saying about my shtar. There's no pressure, there's nothing. I'm saying this is a shtar amonis. So this is legabi myself, I have an amonis. But whatever is negeya legabi someone else, there's no amonis, you have no amonis whatsoever. We can't use your amonis. So legabi, so if Reuven will come now, we'll tell Reuven, man from Levi. Shimon will want a mon from Levi. Shimon can't mon for Levi. Lagabi Shimon, there's a birur of Eidos Baldin. Lagabi Reuven, this nemonis does not help. It seems that Rabbeinu Yehuda did not learn pshat that we say he's a liar. He say this gidrei nemonis. Lagabi yourself, you have nemonis. Legabi someone else, you know, because that's together of Chav Lachay. The Raivet seems to not learn like that. The Raivet learned that Pshatan Agim Mori, that he's not Nemon by Chav Lachayrim, he's not Nemon because I assume the only reason this was said because he wanted to be Matche. He wanted to be mad. I mean, it is a chash meshaker. That's not that he doesn't have namonis. I'm toile that the reason he said this because he wanted to be mad Reuven. That's why he said it. So memele. So if he said a sheker, I look at it as a sheker. So memele. So just like the Gabi Reuven, he's not namon. The Gabi himself, he's also not namon. So we have two mahalchim. If it goes al chashash meshaker, or it's a chesoron nemonis legabi someone else. So he wanted to taine Rashi. He wanted to say is like the Raivet. Why? Because Rashi says. Let us see the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says shachav la'achirim beidozu shimoide shushtar amone. Chav umafsides acherim hanoishim boy. Ve'ein lo, he's mafsid acherim, ve'ein lo imala hagvoisam. He has nothing what to pay them. They wanted to be goyve this chayv, and he wanted to shtup them off from this chayv. So Rashi makes an akimta. That means it would seem from Rashi, what would be if he had? He had his own money. He had money also. He's saying he has, there's $100 chayv, he has $10,000 in the bank, and there's also this money. And this, he says, is an amonah. So Rashi would seem in such a case, he is Nemar. That's what seems from Rashi makes an akimta over here. Rashi makes that forget, there was nothing to mourn. This is the only thing his Malva can get a hold of. So he said, if the Shosa can get a hold of, Guten Tag, only, I don't have anything. So from Rashi would seem, that means L'chaira, according to the Rabbeinu Yoine, according to the Rabbeinu Yoine, was geit mir om. Rabbeinu Yoine says, afilo this haidah was said without the pressure of the malva, without the malva coming. That means if this haidah was said to the loive, if Shimon said this to Levi, so the Rabbeinu Yoine said, he's not nemal legabi Reuven. He's nemal legabi himself, not nemal legabi Reuven. So why does Rashi have to say a kimtis over here? It's talking about he didn't have any money. Doesn't even the monis legabi acherim. If you learn the gather of chavla acherim is that he does that he legabi zichi yes and the ones gabi yes. You don't have to say stories over here. But if you learn that in here in this case is achshash meshak. I think he wanted to be matchim. So Mamela, so Rashi explains, how was he matchim? That means because there was no money. So like this, there was an ainli. He was getting rid of his balchoyv. And all of a sudden, the balchoyv came up, which in Epis Ketrofen, that he has money by the way. We say, oh, that's an amone. So Mamela, so then we're toile that, he wanted to be mapsed, his malva, that's why he said. Okay, let us see Tosfos. Chegoin shechav la'achera. V'im toimar, so Tosfos esks akashe, v'lehemni b'migu. This malva has a migu. The boy mochele, if he wanted to, he could be moichel. The Michael Stach, Michael Stachoy, Lechaveiroi, Vechozo, Umochloi, Mochel. Now, before we explain Taisvis Kasha, let's just explain. This is a memra of Shmuel, which is a very difficult memra to understand. Shmuel said a memra, Ha Michael Stachoy, Lechaveiroi. That means that, Shimon had a shtar chayv on Levi, and he sold the shtar chayv to Reuven. So, pshat is, the chayv, what Levi owed me, it sold to you. Now he owes it to you. Fine. V'chozaru mochloi, and now Shimon is moichel the chayv. So, smochel. Smochel. And Reuven wants to come a month from Levi, so Levi says that. No more chayv. Shimon was moichel the chayv. Philip, how could Shimon be moichel the chayv? He sold the chayv to Reuven. He's a skaplish macher. He sold the chayv to Reuven. Now he's going to be moichel Levi. How could he be moichel Levi? So this halacha is pilei ploy. So there are two mahalchim, at least two mahalchim, in Rishonim to explain this halacha. There's a moichel the rabbeinu tam. Rabbeinu Tam weiter in Subis. Rabbeinu Tam said as follows. In every chayv, there are two chalokim. There's a shibud haguf. That means when Levi borrowed money from Shimon, there's a shibud haguf, he owes him. Ever Levi lishmal, he owes him. There's a mitzvah of chayv. There's a shibud that Levi has to Shimon to pay up the chayv. And then there's a shibud nechosim. Fakert the shibud nechosim, zomer de karashne is a neshech, nichse de inish inen arevin loy. That means that you mon from the nechosim, that's an orif to the chayv. That means the loive the loive is the loive. He borrowed the money. And the nechosim is an oriv to pay up his choy. So you have here a shibud aguf and a shibud nechosim. The shibud nechosim is fakelt that the malve lent the money because he relied on the nechosim. So the nechosim are mishubed out a rave of loy. It's an oriv to pay up the choy. Zok the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, when you sell a choyv, so he says, the shibud haguf cannot be sold. That's not a tangible thing that can be sold. That's not mominous. Levi owes Shimon money, but that can't be sold. You know what can be sold? The shibud nechosim can be sold. That is mominous over there. The momin of the choyv, what Shimon possesses, that Shimon can sell to Reuven. But the etzem shibud aguf he can't sell. So we have over here after the mechire, the shibud nechosim belongs to Reuven, and the shibud aguf is still to Shimon because this can't be sold. So Memele, so Shmuel said, so if the shibud aguf belongs still to Shimon, so Shimon is meichel the shibud aguf. You don't owe me anything. This was never sold. The shibud aguf, you still owe me, because that was never sold to Reuven. Only the shibud nechosim was sold to Reuven. So Memele, so I'm Eichel you the Chayv. So Memele call Heichel the Leka Loive, Leka Orev. So if the Loive doesn't know any money, so automatically the Shibud Nechosim disintegrates. The Shibud Nechosim is an Orev to pay up the Loive's Chayv. The minute the Chayv became Nimchal, so there's no Chayv. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam understood Pshat and Shmuel's memory. Ha-moichel shtal choyv lechaveiroi. The chazer u-moch le-mochel. The moichel was moichel because the shibud aguf is never sold. It's only the shibud nechosim is sold. And memele, so the moichel always still, the shibud aguf is still to the moichel. And if the moichel is moichel, the shibud aguf, automatically there's no shibud nechosim. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam Lemsha. Now, according to this Lomdus, now let's talk about Shibud de Rabnos. Shibud de Rabnos, Lecher, is also the same thing. That Shimon lent Levi money. Fine. So there's a Shibud Aguf from Levi to Shimon. And there's a Shibud Nechosim. Now the Torah said, "V'nosan la'asha osham loyda." What that Reuven, Shimon owes Reuven. Reuven is a schus to be goyve minichsei Levi, but not that Levi borrowed from Reuven. Levi is a shibud aguf to Shimon, and Levi is a shibud aguf to Shimon. So memele, so Tosfos understood. So what will be? But Reuven, that's the loch of Shibud the Rab Noson, that the Shibud Nechosim, what Shimon possesses, Eitzel Levi, the Shibud Nechosim, Reuven also has a schus in the Shibud Nechosim, that Shibud the Rab Noson. So Memele, what will be if Shimon will be Moichel Levi? So Reuven's up the creek. So there's no Shibud Nechosim. Just like by Mechire, if the Malve is Meichel, so the Koine lost the Shibud Nechosin, the same thing by Shibud the Rav Nosson. So Memela now will appreciate Taisvus Kasha. So now Taisvus says, now this person, Shimon is saying, Reuven wants the money from Levi. So Shimon says that, I never lent Levi money. Finish. So we don't believe Shimon. It's Chav Lachem. We don't believe. In fact, Tachtaisus, listen. He has a migu. He could prove that what he said. I mean, he'd be moichel it. What would Reuven do now? He say, I moichel the choy. Finish. What happens now? Now Reuven come on. There's nothing come on anymore. So memele, so if he'd be moichel it, he could make be your dime that Reuven shouldn't have anything from Levi. So he's saying that Reuven, there's nothing to mourn from Levi because of shtara money, and believe me, with amigo, if I wanted to, I could be moichel. That's Taisvus Kasha. In time of Lahem the Bemigo, the boy mochel, da moichel shtachov lechaveire vechoser mochel. The Yeshloima, the Lav Migu. So Taisus says, it's not a good migu. The Shema ain't dat the limcha v'lahavsid choyfer. He doesn't want to be moichel mafsid the choy. The achshav shoymer amono hu loy mafsid midi. Kivin she'ein ha'loive gazlin. Since the loive is not a gazl. So for this Taisus God is very interesting. Taisus, well, let us first explain Taisus Teretz. Taisus says like this, it's not a good migu. That means if he would be moichel the choy, so zicher he's mafsid Reuven, but he's mafsid himself also. So he doesn't want to be moichel the choy. I mean, the zicher doesn't want to do. If he says amone, so by saying amone, he's mafsid Reuven. But he's not mafsid himself. Why isn't he mafsid himself? Because Levi is not a gazla. So it would seem, Agavuch, Taisus seem holds like the Rabbeinu Yoine. Why does Taisus have to say that the Levi is ontlich. Taisus saying the Levi is ontlich. That means, it seems like this. That means when he says Amone, Lamaise, he can't mon from the Levi. Because he said Amone. But since the Levi is not, so that means his saying Amone, he loses his koyach to mon from the Levi. But since the Levi is not a gazlin, so Memele, he'll be assured that he's an ontlich a Levi, so he's assured he'll get the money from his Levi. Al koponim, so Taisa says it's not a good meal. Fine. Af al gav de besoif perikame de bob metzie omrinen migu ki agafen. So I just said it's not a good migu. So loin sich besser to say amone than to spi moichel. Gabi mozo shoiva bizman she isha moide yachse lebal de komash mamino isa le dishmu. Now, let's explain, there's a whole gemara over there that faces Boraraya. The Gemara is speaking about such a case. A person found a shaver. Now, the shaver is a receipt that the husband paid up the ksuba to his wife. Now, let's be megashim dinyim. In the shaver it says that Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Reuven paid up Rochel the ksuba. Right? We have a shaver. That's what the Shaiva says. Now, there's a reyesid in the fila. We have to realize, if you find a Shaiva in the street, something's fishy. Because if it really paid up, the Shaiva you put in a safe, it won't fall down in the street. You don't put it in the pocket that has a hole in it. So there's a reyesid in the fila, we start thinking something, there's something fluky. So the Gemara says, you know what, the Gemara calls up Tazamaisa. Maybe, if this Shaiva was lost from Reuven, it says the Shaiva Reuven paid up Rochel, the Stam, he never paid up Rochel. Rochel says he paid up. Rochel says he paid up. But we clear Reyes it in the field, so we say like this. Maybe, the Shaiva was written in Nissen, he never paid up in Nissen. In Iyer, she went and sold the ksuba to someone else. He never paid up. She still has the ksuba. She sold the ksuba to someone else in this. In Iyer. So Memela, finished. So the ksuba was never paid up. So she sold the ksuba to someone else. But Tavis Hanoah, her husband will die. Now, so really it sold. The ksuba sold because never was done in Issen. Now, she says he paid up, but we see something fluky here. So the Gemara says, so maybe let's clear take that Lamaisa was never paid up, was nichta benissen, v'loi pora at Tishrei. Maybe paid up Tishrei, but he paid her up. He should have paid up the lakuche, so bought the ksube. So why do we believe her? I says, there's a reyesid in the field over here. She says it's a good shaiva. He says it's a shaiva. Why do we believe these people? There's a reyesid in the field. We should start thinking, Mustamat's apostle, a shaiva, it wasn't paid up in this. And maybe, And she's saying this in order to be mafsid the lekuchas. In order to be mafsid the lekuchas. But could be really the ksuba belongs now to the lekuchas. So the Gemara says, listen, if she's saying a lie, she wants to be mafsid the lekuchas, she could be mafsid the lekuchas saibasa, she could be meichel the ksuba. What would be, what are you afraid of? She sold the ksuba in Iyam. And later when they're gonna mend the ksuba from him, he's gonna tell her, you know, that she sold you a ksuba that was paid up in Nissan already. That's he's gonna tell, he's gonna be mafsid the lekuchas. He's afraid, he's mafsid the lekuchas shalai kedim. So the Gemara says she has a miguv, she wanted to, after she sold it on the dreidlich, after she sold it in Nissan, nafilu was taki sold in Nissan, she could be meichelim. What'll be if she'll be meichelim? So the lekuchas saibas I won't have it. Hameichel shtachayv lechaveira v'chazal mochle mochel. So memele, if she's saying a lie, she could be meichel. So we should believe her with a migu. She could have been meichel. That means you're afraid that she's being mafsed the lekuchas. She has a migu. She could be mafsed them with mechila. That's what the Gemara says. So there's an often a Gemara in Bob Metzia that says you believe a person, even though they don't have namonis, but you believe with a migu, they could be meichel. And here Tosfos just finished saying that's not a good migu. You don't want to be meichel, because if she'd be meichel, then the husband won't be mechuyif to pay her. And if she won't be meichel, so her husband is mechuyif to pay her, and the husband is not a gazlan. So that's kasha. Ava gav the sefer kav the matziyam rinu migul ki agav the rabbi motze shayve bezman she isha moide that the baal lost it yarzel le baal the kamash maminu isa le dishmu. So that's we say shema hosam samchinen amiga koldu bishem deike shayve the muchach. So that's we says over there it's a vaitach shash. Means between you and me there is a shayva that was gechasmet with two edim that says that it was paid up in this. We have a chash, a reis, a denefila, maybe. So, and this small chash, a small migu is also good, even though it's, can't say, mefakbuk zayin with the biru from the migu. But it's a shtikal a biru, finished. So, memele, so, for a small reis, a small migu will be enough. But over here, you need a better migu. That's the terror. So we're saying it's not a good migu. Then Taisva says, "Ve'im noima, the mechirish ta'achoy ve'ne'ela midarabonim." He says, let's forget about the Rabbeinu Tam. There's another mahalach in Shmuel. That what Shmuel said, "Ve'yes ta'kasha in Shmuel, ha'meichish ta'achoy v'lechaveire v'chozo mochli mochos, ve'yes ta'psamod me'kasha." How could the moicher be moichel the choiv after he sold it? So before we said alumdus with Rabbeinu Tam, Shibad Aguf, Shibad Achosim, there's another alumdus. There's another way to explain Shmuel. Another way to explain Shmuel is that really you can't sell a choiv. A choiv is not a dover hanimka, it's a dover sheni b'shusoi, there's no ma'ase kinyan for a choiv. You can't sell a choiv. The whole thing is unsellable. You can't sell a choiv. The whole mechir is at the rabbonim. So what's that all mechir is the rabbonim? So pshad is like this. So pshad is that really the chayiv is still to Shimon. Everything, the shibud nechosam, the shibud, everything belongs to Shimon. You can't sell a chayiv. The rabbonim said if you sold the chayiv, so Reuven has a right to be gave Shimon's chayiv. Mid the rabbonim, that was chal with the mechira. That means it's still Shimon's chayv. Everything is Shimon's. But we said, me the rabboni is a right to be. He has a right to be goyve Reuven's chayv. Reuven has a right to be goyve Shimon's chayv. Since the whole mechira is only chal me the rabboni. So memele, but if the chayv is non-existent anymore, Shimon was meichel. The chayv is finished because there was no true mechira. That's because mechira shtoris is at the rabboni. Shibude de Rav Nosson is a daraisa de kedin. A daraisa de kedin, that means nirsei levi am meshubet teruven, al shibude de Rav Nosson is finished. So then if it's meshubet teruven, Shimon is not bechlala baldovo to be meichelet. Only by Mechirish Taurus we have such a halacha, Hamoichish Ta'achayv L'chaveri V'chazor O'machloi Mochu, that Mechila helps, because the whole Mechir is only at the Rabbonon, so therefore it helps. But by a Mechir by Shibud the Rabnos, which is at the Raisa, you see, he can be, so my male Makasha finds the Ton, he was talking about Shibud the Rabnosen. By Shibud the Rabnosen can't be Michael, so there's no Migo to begin with. That's what Taisa says. Vim noima de mechirish ta'achayv ein ela mi darabona na vossi shape. Am etzina lemei medav ke mechirish ta'achayv davi mi darabona nyochel imchel. Because really the chayv is not sold. The whole pshat in the mechire is that the leikeach is a schus to be goive the mechirish chayv. But it's always the mechirish chayv. Mi darabona. There already minatoyre, there's a shibu to Reuven, in a yochel limchel. This you say was in perik mishemeis. The koma umoy the shmur that says, amoychesh ta'achayv l'chaveir chazra mochle mochle, afilu yoyrish moychel, shmur says, afilu the yoyrish of the malva can also be moychel. Tignosnoi bematna shchivmera, if, for example, Yaakov had a choiv an chatzko. Yaakov had a choiv an chatzko. Now Yaakov goes and is makne the choiv that he has with a matna shchivmera, which Chazal say matna shchivmera ki yerusha, it's like a yerusha. Mobbing's apostolic matna shrivmara. Viz makne him be matna shrivmara. That means, so Yaakov was makne shimin de choiv. Now Yaakov dies. So even though Shmuel said, and a moichesh tachayv lachaveri vechosor mochle mochle vafulu yoirish moichle, that it means, so Reuven, which is Yaakov's son, theoretically could be moichle de choiv. If Yaakov had sold the chayv, but if Yaakov gave the chayv with a matna shchivmera, so then Reuven cannot be moichel the chayv. Umoy de shmur, dem noste be matna shchivmera, sheni yochel limchel. Umasik, and the Gemara explains why is it that way. Matna shchivmera de reise, veine yochel limchel. Yisal kadaitach mit rabbonin, amayne yochel limchel. So the Gemara seems to explain that the difference between Mecha and Matna Shchivmer is, because Matna Shchivmer is a deraisa, so if midaraisa Shimon is a schus and the choiv, so then Reuven the Yerush of Yaakov can't be Moichel. Midarabonon, it's only Shimon's midarabonon, so then Reuven could be Moichel. Mash be the midi deraisa, in Yochel Limchel. So Memele, so that we won't say the whole shtick there we mentioned with the Rabbeinu Tam. No, Pshat is, together, that Pshat and Shmuel is, it's a difference if it's the Reis or the Rabbon. V'yesh litchais, the Hosam Vadi Ma'neshchim, the Reis and the Yerish Ocher Limchil, the Mayur Maha Yerish Maha Yerish. So Taisha says, no. If Ma'neshchim is the Reis, so if it's a the Reis, it works as Yerusha. That means that he becomes a yoyrish on the choiv. That's the gedder of matna shchimra. So it could be that what the Gemara says, matna shchimra's deraisa is not the iker teretz is, because if it's a deraisa you can't be moichel, if it's a drabonin you could be moichel. No, if matna shchimra's a deraisa, so it works with gidrei yerusha. So it's called the shimin is a yoyrish of the choiv. So versteht sich, if Shimon Yarshin the Chayv, so Reuven can't be Meuchelet, because the Mayul Mehayerish Mehayerish. So Al Koponim, so Tosis wanted to say a Teretz, that by Shibud the Rav Nosson, since it is a Deraise, you cannot be Meuchel. The whole member of Shmuel was only by Mechirish Tos, which is only a Darabonim. And Tosis had a Raya from a Gemara in Baba Basra, and then Tosis is Matcha the Raya. Could be the Gemara means, because Matnes Shchivmera Minatayr is a Yerusha de Kedem. So versteht sich, if the mekabel maton is a yerish, or not a yerish, ken yash, the bay umma ha yerish, my yerish. Va'oi yesh loha virai. Then Taisa says, I'll bring you another raya, that by shibude the rabnosin you can't be moichu. The noishe bechaveire, bechaveire, vreine yochel imcha. But Taisa wants to say another raya. Tomrinim besoifa ishe shenoflu. Arei shoho yonoyshe ba'ochiv mone, umeis, v'niach shemeres yovom, v'yoyim ha'oil v'ani yoyre shechzakti, elo mitzin miyodoy v'lekeir bem kakois, v'oichel peiris, v'kvine lo kerab noson, v'havi k'moy noyshe b'chaveiroi mone, b'chaveiroi b'chaveiroi, Chalashella Bailo, Meshubelo, Lixuboso. Yochalimchel, Amayukabem Kalka, Yimchalas, Meshu Yerish, Yochalimchel. Now let me explain to you this Gemara. And Taisva says, Amoyra de Kekashe. There's a Gemara that says as follows. There were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven lent Shimon $100. Fine. $200, let's say. Lent him $200. Reuven dies, and, without children. So, Shimon is now Miyabim Roch, Reuven's wife. The halacha is that a Yavam yarshins whatever the mace possessed. So now, let us think for 1 minute. Reuven had a chayv on Shimon of $200. So now that Shimon was miyabim rochel, so memele, so he took over whatever Reuven possessed. So now Shimon is Shimon and Reuven. That means he owes $200 to himself. That means before he owed it to Reuven, and now Yochum Hashem Ochiv Ameis, now whatever Reuven has, he has also. So he has, so he's a Baal Choyv to himself. He owes himself $200. He's a Loive, and whatever the Malva possessed also belongs to him. Fine. He's a Loive Malva. But there's one more hitch to the story. Reuven owed Rochel Aksube. So whatever Reuven possessed was meshubet for Rochel's ksubet. So now, Reuven had a chayiv by Shimon. So the chayiv that Shimon owed Reuven is meshubet for Rochel's ksubet. That means because when he married Rochel, whatever Reuven had became meshubet for the ksubet that he was meshabed himself to Rochel. So Shimon is meshubed to Rochel al shibude de Rav Noson. That's Shimon. Shimon owes Reuven al tachoyv. So we have here. So we have Rochel. We have Rochel, Reuven, and Shimon. That's what we have over here. So Shimon owes Reuven, and through the yibum, he's Reuven also. So he owes himself. But he also owes the one who Reuven owes. So he owes Rochel for the Ksuba. So we have a Shibud of the Rav Noson. So the Gemara says, do you know what happens? So we take whatever the Ksuba is worth, we take these $200, we kaina karke, this karke, this we put away for Rochel, if the time will come, and Nabal Eichel Peres. Somebody says in the Chsimaluk, but we say this karke, Shimon's, we take the $200, we buy a karke, this karke is Rochel's, and because Rochel has a right to this, al shibudu de Rav Noson, and memele, and that's what happens. Frektach toisves, lochayre, if you say by shibudu de Rav Noson, is a locha also, hamichesh tachayv lachavere, because of mochle mochel, so Taisa is Takashu, so let him be Meichel himself. That means if you say, we'll say the Rabbeinu Tam's Lomdus, We'll say that many times, Lombis helps by Shibud Adar. That means that there's a Shibud Aguf, a Shibud Nechosim. And by Shibud Adar, only the Shibud Nechosim goes over, but the Shibud Aguf doesn't go over. So if the middle Malva will be Meichel Deloive, so automatically Shibud Nechosim goes over. So what's shot in the Gemara over there? The Gemara says over there that Shimon has to go and buy a karke, and that's for the Shibud to Rachel. Why do you have to do this? Let him be Meichel himself. And automatically, the Shibud will fall off by Rachel. Zet min der Yisod, what I said, that the whole halacha of Ameichesh ta'achayim l'chaveire v'chazor mochle mochle is not by Mechirish Torres. Mechirish Torres is at the Rabbonon. So it never was sold. So there is a din. But a Shibud, the Yeraisi, you can be Meichel. So Melus, whenever it's my cash, I ask the cash, that you have a Migu, can be Meichel, you can be Meichel by Shibud the Rabnos. Now, let us see in the Benik of the Taisus. Oy yesh lo viray. Tanoishi bechaver, 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 ein yochel imcha. Damini besoif eishe shenoflu. Harei sho yonoishi ba'ochiv mone. Reuven was noishi ba'ochiv mone. He was moaning a mone from his brother Shimon. Umeis. And now Reuven died. V'iniach shemeres yobom. And now he left over Rochu as a shemeres yobom. Lo yoima, so Shimon should not say, hoil v'ani yoirish, since I'm a yoirish of Reuven. So the hundredth of the money I owed Reuven, I yashin did not from Reuven. Hebzakti, alamitziyim yodoy, v'lekeach bem karka, v'hu eichel peiris. Karka is v'eichel peiris. Mutmina lo kerab nosen, and the reason is, alf rab nosen, v'avakim ay noish b'chaveiroi money, b'chaveiroi b'chaveiroi. Yeah, the chol asher lebailam mishubad al ksubosa. So Shimon od Reuven and Reuven od Rachel. So Taisus says v'yochel limchel amay ilkach behem karke. If he could be moichel, if the malve, the middle malve, could be moichel his loive amay ilkach behem karke yimchel laatzmoi. So let Shimon be moichel himself. He's Reuven and Shimon. Shehu Yairish, he yarsh, whatever Reuven had, he yarshin. V'yachil imchil, so let him be Meichel. So automatically, Rachel will lose the ksuba. His araya, that by Shibudet Rav Nosen, you can't be Meichel. V'yesh litreis, now Taisha says, I'm moiridike shvere teretz, which I won't plan to explain. The floor says, pshat, I bring later the floor, but it's a very shvere V'yesh litchos, d'shani hosom, d'ein yoyrish elo mikoicho, v'ein yochel lav kiyas chuso. So Taisus wants to say that really could be by Shibud Rav Nosen, you also could be moichel. The middle malve could be moichel his loive. But over here, how did he become the middle malve only because of her? So since his whole bailis is through her that he was miyabma, he can't be mavkiyas chusa. So he can't be mavkiyas, that means all the time, yes, but here not. If Taisus is saying Musa, if Taisus is saying... Not Musa. Musa is also no good, because Musa also doesn't make sense. She did him a favor. That's a din in Yibum. That means he was miyabim ha. So Lamaisa, the Torah said, she gave him something. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. It's not Musa either. Taisa plumbed this. I don't understand. So Mamela about Taisa is saying, I'm worried the Columbus over here. Taisa is saying that. Since the whole schus that he got was through her, so he can't be mafkiya haschus. They have to understand Taisus. V'yesh mefoshim, now, v'yesh mefoshim, another teretz. V'davke b'moichesh ta'choiv yochel limchel, shekodam choivoy shel moichel. Now Taisus wants to say, gor apsanayim mahalach. When can you be moichel? Not because deraise darabonon, another, a different mahalach. B'moichesh ta'choiv yochel limchel, Shekodam choivoy shel moicha. That means the choiv was first to the moicha. So he became first, he was the malve, and then later he sold it to someone else. So the mele, so since it's kodam choivoy shel moicha, so he's still a balabos on the choiv, and if he's moichel it, so the lekeach loses. But he says, what if the seder was that first Reuben lent Shimon, and then Shimon lent Levi? You can't be moichel. So lechayre there it would seem, Tosfos would seem to be saying that if Shimon owed Reuben money before he lent Levi, so when he lends Levi, automatically Levi becomes a Levi to Reuben already. That means if the chayv of Reuben was before the chayv that Shimon that Shimon lent to Levi, so memele, so then Reuben is the bal chayv of Levi also. So then Shimon can't be moichel. Shekadam choyv oyle choyv shal chaveri. Eini yochel imchel. Vishemeres yovem nami kodam shtar choyv oyle choyv bailom. He's making an akimta, and that's the case over there. That Reuven first became mishubet to Rochel with the ksube. And then later he lent Shimon money. So memele, So since the halvo of Shimon came after the chayv of Reuben, so automatically Shimon is considered shuldik to Rachel. So memele, so then Reuben can't be meichel Shimon's chayv. Period. So memele, Tosfos had a kasha b'kitzer. By Chavla Acherim, he doesn't have an amonis. So Tosfos had a kasha, but let's believe him with amigu, the boy limchil. So on this kasha, Tosfos in Yisod said two terutz. Amon teretz, Tosfos said that in Hilchis migu, it's not a good migu, because it's better to say amone than to be moichel. Because if you're moichel, so then he himself will also lose the chayiv. If he says Amone, he won't lose the chayv. So it's better to say Amone than to be Moichel. Then Tosfos says, could be, by Shibud de Rab Noson, Bechlal, you can't be Moichel. V'im Taima, so Tosfos says, so that's Akati Nehemne Bemigu, the boy Kalsay, Kedemrinem Beseif Zebayra. So Tosfos says, I have another Migu. That if he wants, he could burn the shtar, and so now the Reuven can't mourn from Levi anything. He burns the shtar. So he's saying the shtar is here, but it's an amone. But if he had wanted to, he could burn the shtar. Kedemrinim b'soiv z'aboira. V'yesh loyma d'hoche ischazik v'beidin. Speaking about Ein Hanami. If Bezin never would have seen the shtar, so then he has amigo. He says, you know, I have a shtar home, but it's an amone. And if he wanted to, him to tell them about the shtar. He says, that means when he came to Bezin, and Bezin gave him a questionnaire, please tell me your nechosim. So he tells what he possesses, what he doesn't possess, and he says, you know, I have a shtar, but that shtar is worthless. So he has a migo. Why did he could have burnt the shtar? Then Reuven would the zichah not be able to be given from Levi? So Tosfos says that speaking about that the shtar was his chazak bebeidine, so memele he doesn't have a migo. The mrinen hosam kiven the chazak bebeidine by kalsel emrinen. Inami hocha meirik shashtar hu beyad sholish. That's bechlau. It's not biyodai to burn it. Minayin l'noyshe b'chaveiroi, mashmed alochek rab nosen, u'begitten peirashnuo.